already know what it is.
Long Talk Radio.
Already know what it is. The queen is in the building. Welcome to my world again. Yeah. We're going to do this right tonight in my Blog Talk world. I just left on beam. I think I got the shit, though. I think I got the shit. That's most importantly. Shout out to all my blue family helping me out over there. Fucked up in the suds for a minute, but I'm over here. We're going to do this thing big over here tonight for my mammy tonight. Yeah. Happy birthday, mommy. I did a lot of things in your honor today. Make sure I didn't miss nothing. I can't say I didn't cry, though. Can't say that part. We be back. I think I'm going to play a variety of Dutch mommy songs that she loved. For the world of green, I am the Duchess, aka Mrs. Misunderstood. And the building tonight is my night. It's Saturday. It's Dutch night. It's my mama's birthday. And my new song dropped today. Did you get Go Ham? Who got Go Ham? Let me see your hands raised. Did you get Go Ham? Did you get Go Ham? Here go another one for you, mama. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
are your favorites, mother dear?
So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Oh, baby, I've got you to blame. And I'm calling out your name. Oh, he's so fine.
I just told her what was on my mind.
And knowing you, baby, I can imagine what you told her.
Well, I just had to tell her the way I felt about it.
Starts when you bring two lonely people face to face with a brand new kiss.
She blames him, he blames her,
but neither one is ever quite sure which it really is. And all of the time in the back of their minds, they know turn around and swear that you never go back for more. And late at night when you're holding him tight, something in a cheater's heart just has to learn. Cheating is a thing that's guaranteed to bring two unhappy people to the point of no return.
The more I listen to this shit, man, these songs I grew up on, these songs you in the living room playing on, this kind of crazy shit. Wow, mother dear. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Spotify. Go Ham has just been released in Spotify. You can get it in, I'll say Spotify. Is it Spotify? Did you say Spotify? That's what it say? Wait, let me read it again. My mind a little fucked up today. What did it say? That's just how it is. Shopify, I'm sorry. Shopify. Spotify. No. Spotify, it's in Spotify. I'm sorry. It's just Spotify, it's in iTunes. They said they're still releasing it. It's still being released slowly across all of the platforms. Go get Go Ham. Go get Go Ham. Officially today it drops. Definitely appreciate everybody who supports. Okay, so now, 100, my two brothers, Mr. Raw and I don't know what to call him, Mr. Blue, Ascot, King of Ascot, he's all of that. Boss Hizzle, they have helped me figure this fucking Podbean shit out. We figured it out, and I believe it's a go. I'm just going to have to work a little bit more with my mic, but it pleased me enough tonight that we will definitely have our first show on the 1st. And for those who are just tuning in, shout out to everybody tuned in. We will have our first show on May 1st, and that show will be on Podbean. I'm able to work that a little better. We just found out today. Well, I just found out today how to actually let you call in so I can talk to you. I wanted to make sure that was possible. I like Podbean over there. Everything's clear. Sounds really clear. Really, I ain't trying to play Blog Talk, but bullshit. So I want to say, you know, with that being said, I haven't missed a show on Podbean, whether I was fixing it or not. And so I think what I'm going to be doing is I think I'm just going to be setting shows for just in case. And when it's not working over here, we just going to shoot over to Podbean that way. Because I be feeling lost without my show, man. I need my show. I need to talk to y'all. I need to, you know, feel in tune, especially on a day like today. I need to work. So I'm going to make sure that if I can't get over here, I'm just going to go to Podbean. And so you can also, Podbean is on satellite, so you can listen to it in your car. My research shows that it's on iHeart. It's on a couple of different joints they're on. We're only going to do an hour today. Normally I do an hour and a half, but we're going to go in the World of Blue. We got to be there at 12, so that's what we're doing tonight. I'm going to bring Mr. Raw in real quick, then we're going to go back to some music. I mean, it's Dutch night. If you went, I know. People are like, you're not playing no Dutch music? Yeah, I'm going to give you a couple Dutch songs, but, I mean, show my mama some love first. This next song that I'm going to play, I got to play it because I know if this was in real life, God bless my daddy too. Miss you too, daddy, so much. If this is real life, he would be like, it ain't just because it's her birthday. All her, you don't get to play all her songs. So I'll play this next song for you, daddy. Let me go to Mr. Raw real quick. Mr. Rizzo, I know how to work it over here. What's good?
You know what that'd be like. Happy heavenly birthday, rest well in paradise, queen. To your mother, definitely will be missed, cherished in the heart. I too know what it's like to have lost a mom, and it is one of the most enriching things to know that the love that we have for them is never ending. And we always want to know that they're proud of us, and trust me, she's proud of you.
I hope so. I really hope so. I said out of everything I accomplished, I said if I can get all my work done and have this song come out on her birthday, I know she'll be happy. So that happened, so I'm happy with that. And she's a woman that unfortunately you didn't get to meet her, but Raw, I swear to everything, I only ever seen this lady cry once in her life ever, and that was at her own mother's funeral. She never cried. Every funeral we have in our family, everybody in the family is like, is your mom going to cry? Like, I don't know. Like, she never cries. So I was having my cry for her today, and I could hear her say, girl, get up. You got work to do. So I got myself up. I wasn't really feeling good yesterday. I apologize. I just was not feeling good at all yesterday, probably, you know, because I was mourning. But I didn't get to do Podbean. I didn't get to do no Blog Talk. Everybody, we doing 2 hours tonight? No, because I'm going to spend her birthday the way I want. I'm going over to the Blue at 12. We're going to go over there and show love over there. I never get to go over there because I'm always working. So we're going to go over there tonight. But she used to say too, Miss Aurora, when I was a little younger and I used to be, you know, we weren't as close. I was, you know, acting up, you know, smelling myself and all that. She would say, you only have one mother, and once she's gone, that's it. You can't get that one mother back. And I think about that phrase every day. Every day. I think about her every single day, which is why I do Wednesday shows. You know, some people think about the loss of their parent every day. I'm one of those people. So I know that my mom is not the only one who's gone.
Yeah, me too.
You know, so I want to say rest in paradise to your mom as well, you know. And on a lighter note, I want to say happy birthday. What's the odds? My father-in-law's birthday is today as well. So happy birthday to my father-in-law. He would be like,
happy
I know.
Ben Senior.
That's my man right there. So I mean, not many people get to say that, and you know, I'm gonna speak it as it is. Like, he really, from first day of girlfriend, not even first when been married, he's always made me feel like his real daughter. Like, I always felt like I had, you know what I mean, a second dad in him in every way. You know, that's my dude. So happy birthday, Dad. I hope you have many more to come. I know he's going to say, you ain't call me today. I didn't get a chance. I'm calling you right before Boss Hog show. I'm going to call you. But Mr. Roy, what you think about Podbeam over there? We about to go live. I'm about to get it in over there now. It's about to happen.
Yeah, and I like the interaction where you get to see who you're talking to and type if you don't want to talk. You know, right now I can't say nothing to nobody because we don't know who's listening, but over there you at least can see and have interaction. So that's pretty cool.
But now, see, over there, though, what was it like? Explain to them when I send the invite what happens, because I don't know. I'm not sending it to myself. So explain to the listeners when I send you an invite, what happens, Mr. Roy?
Once you accept the invite, it takes you straight, like a link straight to the actual it asks you to open the platform and takes you right into the Podbean, and it shows you a number of shows, but it shows you who's live right now. So just in case we've been getting you can go. We can switch over to whoever's live at the moment until your show comes on. So it shows that, and then you can go on your show, and then you can be on the microphone and be able to interact with the host. And the music was clear, way better than Blog Talk, clearer than that. You know, so that's the benefit. What I was saying is that is like such an advantage. Like, suppose you had a freestyle night and you played the beat and everybody was able to hear it, and then they'd be able to rap on beat. That's a rarity because you couldn't do that on Blog Talk. Blog Talk.
I thought
you
was
playing
because when my song came on, I was in the background spitting. I thought you heard me. I was like, wait, did you?
No, I was saying to myself, what the opportunities of that.
It's an excellent idea.
Yeah, you could put on people beat that
right on Thursday.
Yeah, the ones that feel familiar with their own beat, and then you'll get better results. They won't be as paranoid and nervous because it'll be a beat that they practice on.
Oh, what you're saying. I feel what you mean. They can put, you know what? I'll be looking at that, like when they do that in different radio stations. I got to say my plug. Shout out to Hot 97 for playing Go Ham. But when they do that and they throw a beat on, I'll be mad. Like, why you got to put that whack-ass beat on? Like, I would say something like, switch my beat, son. I don't like that beat. And some people, I mean, don't get me fucked up. I shout out to everybody who will just spin on any beat. That's Mr. Raw. He spin on anything, it doesn't matter. That's Quinn. He spin on anything, it don't matter. King, spin on anything, it don't matter. Slander, spin on anything, it don't matter. Me, I don't know. I just can't.
Yeah.
In my head, it's like, I don't like that. I don't like. How do you get over that, Mr. Ross? Because that's how I be. Like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like it.
Because you know what it is. Me being a producer myself, it's really all about the drum pattern. It's a drum pattern, and there's 20,000,000 drum patterns that are the same.
I can't really hear you clearly, Mr. Ross.
There's so many drum patterns that are the same, but it's just the
drum
elements
pattern
that come around. It's all the elements that come around the drum pattern. Like, for instance, the horns in your go-ham.
Drive me crazy. The horns, crazy.
If you ever listen to your drum pattern on go-ham, it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
So take away all your horns, take away your bass lines, take away all of that, and give you another beat just like it. And if you're not feeling the elements that comes around it,
you're not feeling them.
But you don't realize that. You don't even think about that. You'd be like, nah, I don't like it. I'd be like, but it's the same speed, and it's the same drum pattern as Go Ham. So, you know, you're too technical.
You're too
I've been doing this for five years.
Can you believe that? And I'll admit this. I don't have a problem with admitting because it's true. I really don't. How do you count bars? How do you count them? Tell me.
All right. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 4. That's four bars. So now if you're counting from one, yes, that's four bars because you counted. I just counted from one to four is one bar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3. So then when you get to 16, 2, 3, 4, and on the 17th bar is your 16th bar finishing. That's when you're done your verse. And now next time you go back to your favorite song, but
you count in them after the verses, like after the verse, then you count to see if you made it? Write it and then do the one, two, three, four?
Exactly. Because guess what? You could overwrite and then cut the verse right exactly when your 16 is there. So that's not a problem. It's always better to overwrite. Overwrite then cut it off instead of underwrite and then got to
overwrite.
Think
overwrite.
Because people that say the same thing two times, sometimes they couldn't have thought of nothing.
You can't think of nothing else to say.
Yeah, so they said something else and they say the same thing over. But once you count your 16 and then go back to your most favorite song that's already 16 and you know that 16 by heart, then go back to your favorite song and try out the new verse in the space of the same beat. I've wrote about 30 verses to one beat. I write my 16 and I go try it out on that beat, and when it fits the spot, then I go over to the beat that I want to put it on because now I know it's 16 and I'm confident.
Are you willing to talk about this in Podbean world?
Always. I have no problem with that. Teacher, I've taught so many MCs how to do this. I made a beat especially for that. I made a beat for that. That shows it. It's called Fury.
Okay, what about this? I also want to talk about stage performance as well. You'll help with that?
Of course.
Right.
You got to block your mind out. We're going to do that over there.
You got to
block your mind out and focus way
down. No, don't down say
the
it
block.
Now. Don't tell them now.
Oh. All right, I'll save it. You got me excited because that's a topic that I love.
I just want to tell you something for all the independent artists. When you have somebody who enjoys it as much as, a Mr. Raw or somebody who, you see how excited he gets? You want that knowledge. You want that jewel. Take that and run with it because you don't get it for free many places. Sometimes you don't learn that until you're in the studio. And then See, like something I want to teach somebody that I didn't know. When you go in this is why I have my own studio, but when you go in the studio, yeah, you could talk and chill. You be smoking and all that. That's money. They charge you for all of that time chilling and talking and all that shit. Go in there and knock your shit out. Right. Well, we're going to talk about it in the pop. We just letting y'all know what's going to be over there. We're going to go back to some more music. We only got about 19 minutes left because we're going over to the booth. This is my song for my listen to this song, Mr. Roy. This is my pop's, one of his favorite songs. And I gotta give. So he brung this song. He had nine brothers, so they all passed the song through, and then they finally got it to him. He in New York. They in North Carolina. So he started playing the song. The whole block. When I tell you the whole block of women, is my dad used to wash his car every day. It's his favorite thing in the world. Every old head woman. Circling around my dad, and he just letting them watch. And my mom would come home from work like, "What the fuck is going on here?" Here go your favorite song, Daddy. I love you so much. This is my whole family know about this. We be back.
I'm not ashamed no more. I wanna do the thing that you love. Never did.
I'm not lying, girl. Everybody Everybody say,
motherfuckers. You know why? So you can feel good, girl. Like you should. Yeah, I used to be like that. Ashamed to go down. You know what I once said? I ain't putting that shit in my mouth. But I got hip, girl. Yeah, I told my baby this. You know what I told her? I'm your candy liquor.
Come over here. Come here.
You look like you ain't come in a long time.
Let me make you come. You know what I want everybody to say? Everybody say, Jody will make you come. Come on. Everybody say, Jody will make you come. I'm your candy liquor. I'm your candy liquor. Candy liquor. I'm your candy liquor. Now, do we have any candy liquors in the house tonight? Come on, fellas, I know fucking well you go down. You don't want nobody to know it, but you go down. Yeah. You out with Mr. Jones' girl tonight, and you don't want nobody to know that you go down. I tell you what, dump the motherfucker, girl, he'll go down.
Candy liquor.
Catch up today. Bye.
Blame Slander, he think he talking. I don't think you can hear him. Blame Slander. There he go.
You already know it's Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking Slanderizer. Now, that is my daddy, John. Now, that's an old head freaky deaky song.
Hey, all of the fucking songs I play got some witty shit. Even with mommy shit. Cheating is a thing. Dogs in between. What the fuck?
Ma, because mommy and daddy are getting into some freaky shit. That's why. That was a freaky deaky song when the kids is out. I know how I go.
Y'all just
go get that cologne.
It's like, as an adult, to hear the fucking words of some of the songs that they used to listen to religiously.
Like, really?
Like, what?
Whoa. I'm going to lick you.
I ain't never heard that song before. And that was the extended version. That was that, like, the 11-minute version? Damn, look at that nigga. He was not playing. He was going down on the talking.
Yo, and the whole thing is you have to listen to the whole thing, like a sibling.
What whole thing? That was the 7-minute version. The whole thing? Jesus Christ. This nigga said the whole thing? That was 7 and 8 minutes.
He said, in my family, if you cut that shit, they're like, hey, what the fuck is going on? That ain't the end. Oh, my
nigga,
God.
Nigga, you might get killed.
That ain't the fucking end. Don't keep that radio. Oh. I'd be like, it's not a radio. It's a record player.
You
damn. They were serious about that, though, boy. They ain't want to know what that was like. They told you what that was like.
Listen,
they ain't want to know what that'd be like. They said this is what it's gonna be like.
Yeah,
let's
shout
see,
out to
know.
All the kids that was raised when the adults came. You had to go in the room, take your ass
yeah.
in the fucking room. Get the fuck in. I mean, what about? Did you have your aunt? This is my dad. Has so many brothers and sisters. When we were all load up in the house, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's going down. All the grown-ups is here. In my head, I'm about to get in the grown-up. My aunt would be like, in the room. I'm like,
yep. Go to your bed.
Like, you're not my mom.
Go be it.
I said that to her one time. My dad was like, what you say? I was like, nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That was like,
nothing.
He saying that.
He does two episodes. Two U's and two F's, nothing.
And then look, he's gonna say, what you said? I said nothing. And then how she gonna say, oh, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah, don't get knocked out. That's what it is. I told you.
Don't have
we were threatened.
Tooth missing for your graduation. You're like, what happened to your picture? I said nothing.
ain't knocked my tooth out to my class picture.
Like that, you ain't really have to touch me too much. My dad's look was enough. He'd look at me out. Oh shit! All right, I'm good. Wait, I got one for you, Roy. So my brother had moved out to go to the Marines, and his room was white, and so I was little, my mom was like, oh, since your brother's going, you can have your own room. So I was waiting to get it. My dad going to turn that shit into a weight room. Get the fuck out of here, yo. Right. And so I stood there and watched him paint the whole fucking room pink. I mean, paint it blue after she told me I could paint it pink. So I waited. They went out to my aunt's house, and he told my sister, yeah, you know, watch her. She wasn't paying me no attention. I used a whole jar of Vaseline. And all you could see was my little handprint. I wanted to see what that be like. All my you could see is my hand. The Vaseline was up to my elbow. He tore my ass up. He tore my natural ass up. I was so fucking mad. But that was one of the two. I only got two beatings. So, you know, shout out to my parents for a great life. I miss you both.
Let me say something about my mama real quick. I'm gonna keep it real. I know we got a couple minutes left. I just want to take a little minute or so because I ain't properly you know, I grieve. I've been grieving since you've been gone because I didn't get to see her before she went. That lady know me over half my life. She ain't treat me nothing but like one of her kids. I was as if my own blood mother. I was devastated, unconsolable.
That's special.
I'm just
everybody can't say that.
Nah, I keep it real, man. Listen, I still cry.
There's no time limit, though. There's no time limit, so you can't say that. My best friend died in 2005, my best friend. The guy that I was supposed to live the rest of my life with being my best friend, my right-hand man. And his birthday's coming up in 9 days. And asked me if I ain't going to post his picture. I did a song about him. I ain't going to praise him. I ain't going to shed my tears still. And it's about to be 19 years.
And we're going to do a show for him on Wednesdays too. So
there's no time limit. There's no time limit. So, you know, you have to do it at your own pace. And believe me, it is something that you have to let it go, because if you don't, it will kill you on the inside. Holding it in is not really good, you know, so you have to take your time, and it has to be at your pace, but when you do, you have to let it out. You have to exhale, because you can't inhale and just think that you can walk around and it's going to be all right for years and years and years. Nah.
No.
Exhale is necessary. Therapy,
see,
yeah.
The type of hurt, It's a different type of hurt when it's your best friend, because that happened to me too. But my best friend got murdered right in front of me. Nigga blew his head off with a double barrel shotgun, and I'm standing next to him. I got my best friend's brain and his skull all over me. So I know what that feel like. And nigga, I ain't nothing but 14 years old.
Yeah, that's traumatizing. That could be traumatizing.
Yeah, it's traumatizing. So when you say, now my mama or my mother's, that's the only other hurt outside of losing a kid that will devastate me.
Yeah, there's no replacing a mother. There's no exchanging a mother. A father has a place, but a mother comes first. That's just it. There's no other way to get it. No other way to say it. You know, a mother is going to be replacing your father, or having somebody being father-like. And, you know, you can manipulate that around. But when somebody takes you in and give you a mother feeling, it's a love that you cannot say, well, I don't know what that feels like. You know that that's something that you can feel lost behind it. The loss behind that, it can make people crazy, you know. And it put me in a hole. I was in a dark room. I stayed in a dark room for 3 months. I laid in her bed in the room. I blacked out the windows and I stayed there. 3 months. My brother had to come in and say, yo, you got to come out. You got to come out, bro. Mom wouldn't want this. I was like, my mother. It was nothing normal about it. I couldn't see past it.
Did you see it before she died?
The crazy part about it, I seen her when we was, it's funny enough, she was on her way to the hospital to go get checked to see if she had COVID. And in my mind, I said, man, don't let this be the last time I see my mom. And it was.
Wow.
The only time I got the chance to see her was on the phone. One of the nurses was nice enough to do a FaceTime on the phone. And I got to see my mom. And the day before she passed, she just said, I want to go home. I'm ready to come home. And I was like, wow. I never expected it. Knowing that she was sick and seeing how real this COVID thing turned to be, you know, it didn't feel like it was reality. It felt like this was television because I was watching it live. And I lived it too. I was in the hospital for 3.5 weeks myself. So I lived it. You know what I'm saying? I was hooked up to not the ventilator, but the oxygen machine, trying to breathe and see, you know, get my oxygen back up to where it's supposed to be. While people was just dropping flies, and I'm thankful for my life, man. I'm thankful for my life. I can complain about whatever, but I will never. There's not going to be enough complaints to override my blessings. Not
truth be told. Truth be told. I want to do another little rest in peace shout out to my Uncle Hurley, one of the greatest niggas I ever knew in my life. He would be sorely missed. Another devastation to me and my family. I said, and my family. It's like I can't even put it in words, bro. Like,
you have to COVID. Bus birthday is in a couple days.
Yeah, my brother Bus birthday gone. These are like when a nigga say the people that you go to, these is like my immediate niggas going. You know what I mean? It's like my mom, grandma, both grandparents, nephews, nieces. Like you know, everybody done had that. But for us, it happens in fours. It don't happen in threes for us. It happens in fours.
Wow. Well, we're going to finish this on Wednesday. We're going to have to get out of here. It's 12:05. We don't want to be tardy for the party.
No doubt.
Well, wish
we
everybody who...
what that be like?
The love, peace, and hair grease. Make sure you get go ham. I'm going to be saying it to the next
ham
joint
up,
drop.
Ham it up.
This is the money maker. We out of here. We on the way back.
Hit the sun, it's grinding. Promote till my stomach hurt, no action. What?
Ready?
Do you hear me in these streets? I can feel it, easy. My style is all thin, I'm going after me. There's no class to me, ain't nothing after me. Against me, second place is you have to be. You already had your chance to get that cold shoulder. Right over. And you smell when I'm cooking, paparazzi looking. You was aiming for first, cause it's already looking. I'm 100% certified, it's no placement. Dutch is no end, and ain't no replacement. I'm a winner, that's just something you gon' have to start facing. Say I'm arrogant, but it's confident. And you stepping out of line, cause it's consequence.
Problem.
This bitch is bipolar, and my defense. Ham, Dutch is go ham, I'm about to go ham. Don't make me go ham and ham. Go ham, Dutch is go ham. fucking fed up trying to get my bread.
Hey,
bitch with deliverance. Google me, I'm hot. Must be on top. This can be my last shot. I keep that heat turned up. You should play with fire. Say such and say hi, bitch. You's a liar. Stop praying to my truth. Hate ain't you.
Hater.
You can say what you want, do what you want to do. I know it's jealousy. Then I talk shit, so it's elevated. Sorry you're mad.
Sorry.
And that you can't celebrate it. Name up your tongue, bitch, or I'ma have to separate it. You don't gotta like me, but you will respect. Or that thing in your mouth, oh yeah, you will get. Matter of fact, turn around. This is sick of bitch. Why they get sloppy? I don't play with a full deck, watch your hand, fam. I've been in remission, qualified for the position. I only drop jewels, maybe you should listen. Body style like mine, nigga, what competition? Make mine the most, my pay real money. Getting about to bring it, so we don't need it. Guarantee it, and we don't buy bottles, son. We can't check, green leaf for mice. Don't you ever forget.
Lord.
And good morning to you, just in case you slept. Green leaf, real talk, mixtape on good. Some draws that project, call it the Allen. Come up with that ride, you leaving it silent. My niggas say a 739, nigga, far from all of that ingredients.